From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Florida's sugar industry began its pre-harvest cane burning today. It's a decades-old method that removes excess leaves around cane stalks before they're cut and taken for processing. But an environmental group is challenging the practice through a petition with the Environmental Protection Agency. The Sierra Club says sugar cane burning pollutes the air and makes people sick. WGCU's Amy Tardiff reports they're asking the EPA to investigate for any possible violations of the Clean Air Act.
Florida's sugar industry is expected to harvest nearly 17 tons of sugarcane this season. The first step in that process is burning the fields. But the Sierra Club wants the industry to change to a greener method that does not involve burning. The Sierra Club's Frank Jackalone says they are talking to people who have contacted them, such as this Ortona resident, who wrote in an email,
"Our community of Ortona has been suffering every fall through spring from the seasonal sugarcane burning, smoky days causing asthma and bronchial problems, along with the ash fallout covering everything in and out of our homes. The prettiest and most comfortable time of the year is ruined."
U.S. Sugar's Judy Sanchez says Hendry and Glades counties have nearly the best quality air in the state.
"The air quality in our area is carefully monitored, and the data shows that whether it is cane burning season or not, the air quality in these areas, whether it's Palm Beach County, Hendry, or Glades County, is some of the best in the state."
But the Sierra Club's Julie Hathaway says counties only monitor for five pollutants over a 24-hour period of time, and they do not monitor for other things, like benzene and formaldehyde, that are emitted when burning sugarcane.
"None of these harmful air pollutants are monitored for, and it's a well-known problem across the United States that when you do agricultural burning, you're really not monitoring just for the five criteria air pollutants. It's not capturing what people are really experiencing."
She says there is likely a health effect that has been underreported. But Barbara Medema with the Sugarcane Growers Cooperative of Florida says moving to green harvesting, which growers are doing in some parts of Brazil and Australia, is not practical in Florida because of our subtropical climate and our mucky soil.
"Our soil is colder. It's also mucky and moist. So that layer of vegetation that you would be leaving on the soil from the leaves would create a blanket that would rot out the stubble, which would become next year's sugarcane crop."
But David Guest of Earth Justice, Sierra Club's attorney, says that idea has been proven wrong in Australia.
"There are muck soils in other parts of the world, and the studies there show that the story from U.S. Sugar, that everything will rot there underneath the leaf mat, is a rural myth. It has been refuted long ago."
U.S. Sugar's Judy Sanchez says sugarcane burning is closely monitored to make sure it does not hurt residents. Permits are granted only when the wind speed and direction prevent smoke and ash from drifting into eastern Palm Beach County. There have been only 20 verified complaints filed with the Florida Department of Health or the U.S. Forest Service about the burns in the past 11 years.
"And we believe that this attack is simply another of their efforts to put the sugar farming industry out of business in Florida. And we're prepared to defend this action as we have defended every other attack that they've made on our business."
The Sierra Club says it's waiting for the EPA to respond to its petitions. If the agency doesn't take any action, the club will file a federal lawsuit. Amy Tardiff, WGCU News.